Good morning, a Monday morning. We are with Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
No shortage of topics today. Let's start with the big trial that begins. This has to do, and this is in federal court in Manhattan, but this has to do with Dr. Elaine Calleiros, head of SUNY Poly, Buffalo Billions, and what's alleged to be pay to play, basically.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is going to focus on Governor Cuomo's upstate development projects, major ones. The feds are accusing Elaine Calleiros, who's really been a powerful figure under five governors, of rigging bids to favor donors to Governor Cuomo. Now, the feds are saying that Calleiros was trying to curry favor with the governor to keep his power. There's no wrongdoing that's been accused regarding Cuomo, but they will show how donations flowed to the governor at the same time a lot of these projects were getting done.
Meantime, we got another retrial tomorrow.
Yeah, it's kind of like corruption week this week, which if you're opponents of Governor Cuomo, whether it's from the left, Cynthia Nixon, or from the right, Marcus Molinaro, this is what you're hoping will capture the public's attention. Corruption under Cuomo, who promised to fix it. The retrial of former Senate Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam Skelos. Skelos supposedly used his position to get work for his son. He was convicted, but the conviction was overturned when the U.S. Supreme Court narrowed the definition of how you can convict someone on bribery charges. So now they retry him.
Well, you referenced Cynthia Nixon. You have an interesting column in the paper today, which shows you what she's been raising.
Yeah, for the first time we have a peek into what she's been doing. She changed her campaign treasurer, which normally who cares, except it requires her to disclose her campaign finance filing earlier than she normally would have to. It shows that since she entered the race in March, she's raised $1.1 million, received a lot of, 90% of which was for 100 or less, and she's also received a lot of donations of higher value from various people in the acting community, including her Sex and the City co-stars, Sarah Jessica Parker and Kristen Davis. However, she's burned through a lot of money. She's already spent more than $680,000 of that month. So she's only got, heading into the final 3 months of the campaign, a little more than $438,000, which is not a lot of money going up a behemoth like Governor Cuomo, who's got more than $30.5 million in the bank.
Well, then there's this whole thing called lawmaking in the legislative session, which is down to the wire, and you're mentioning something, a bill called the Albany Casserole, but little chance of passing.
Yeah, the Senate Republicans, hoping to move things along, put a bill in over the weekend that kind of takes a lot of the remaining issues and puts them into one piece of legislation. That includes decoupling the use of student assessment scores to evaluate teachers. It includes marijuana reform, bail reform, all these different things that various parties want. But they've put in what Democrats consider poison pills, including making it easier for yeshivas to and other private schools to avoid the same regulations as public schools. And there's also a charter school component. So it's unlikely this bill will pass, but we'll see. It's going to be an interesting end of session. There's a lot that can get done, but very few are predicting much will get done.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, who always gets it done for us on Mondays. You can find out more at nydailynews.com or pick up a copy of the paper. There's more of our conversation online as well at wamc.org. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.